Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You tell me that it's evolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. But when you talk about destruction, don't you know that you can count me out?
Don't you know it's gonna be?
Well, there appear to be some in the North End and elsewhere who may want some kind of a revolution. And one of those joins us right now, our pal from the old show, Damian DePaola from the North End, joining us here on the Harbor One Hotline. Hey, Damian, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Greg. Thank you. I thought we were talking about Tom Brady. That's not happening.
That's all we were talking about on this show up until a couple months ago. So listen,
it's amazing how like nobody gives a damn anymore. Like,
I know.
It's like Bob Kraft created this so that we wouldn't be talking about it.
Is that possible? That's possible. Yep. So listen, a bunch of you are unhappy. You got Carmelina's over there. You got Dominic's. How are you feeling this morning? And what is it that you would like for the mayor to know?
Well, you know, I mean, I think everyone knows how a lot of us in the restaurant business are feeling. It's not all of us that feel this way, but I do want to say it's most of us. I have to say, first off, I would not want to be in the mayor's or the governor's shoes because these are difficult times. Mm-hmm. These are hard decisions to make. So for me to sit here and to say how they should be thinking or what they should be thinking would be the same as them saying to me how I should be feeling and thinking. Mm-hmm. And no one's going to tell me how to feel or think. And, I mean, you know, one thing I have to say is, we've been on the news an awful lot, and we've had Dr. Shiva with us probably about four times, who's a scientist, mm-hmm. You know, MIT, PhD, he has more degrees than a hot summer day, mm-hmm. You know, and he explained all the logistics about the mask wearing and the social distancing and all that stuff. I mean, and it all makes sense. I mean, when we were kids, when your mother found out that the neighbor had measles, mumps, you know, whatever, you got sent over that house and you got the measles and the mumps.
Right.
You know, are we going to send 80-year-old people that, you know, no, we're not. We need to take care of our elderly. We need to take care of those that need to be taken care of. But we also have choices. And if someone wants to go out for dinner in my restaurant or in any of my friends' restaurants in the entire state of Massachusetts, they should be allowed to go out and have dinner. They should be allowed to go to their favorite bar. They should be allowed to do all these things. I mean, one problem that we are having, you know, and I know that ultimately this is not Mayor Walsh's, you know, decision as to how and when we open. I know the governor has a lot to do with this as well. And one problem we're having is, why is someone who owns multiple large restaurants with a ton of seats, why is that guy speaking on our behalf?
Now, listen, you're talking, and I got yelled at yesterday for not defending Steve DeFilippo. He's going to come on the show at 8:45. Are you talking about him?
Yeah, I'm talking about Steve, and all respect him. I never met Steve.
He's a great guy.
I'm sure he's a great businessman. I've heard nothing but good things about him.
Yeah.
But what I want to ask Steve is, Steve, why are you representing me when I have two restaurants that seat 40 people? You know what I mean? And then you know, I'm sorry. I want us to represent ourselves, you know, and we're all different.
But that's not
all the guys in the North End don't believe the same thing. You know, we do believe one thing, though. We don't want to open at 25 or 50%. And, you know, we really.
But that's not his fault. That's the governor chose that task force. Now, I will say.
No, it's not his fault, but he's not. I'm sorry. He's not representing me. You know, it's like people from different districts in the city have different people from their district representing them.
Right.
Well, you know what? This is a matter of people in the small restaurant business district in the entire state. Mm-hmm. People with small restaurants that don't own 10 restaurants with 500 seats. I'm sorry. That's not a representation. Again, all due respect to him. I heard he's a hell of a gentleman. He's a good guy.
He's a great guy. Mm-hmm. And he's literally
a great guy. But you know what, Steve? Why don't you come down to the North End and you know, if you're going to be supposedly representing us, come down and talk to us. I mean, we spoke to Dave Andelman yesterday at length, and, you know, Dave's trying to Dave has a bunch of signatures of restaurant people, and Dave has a plan that he's putting forward. We are on our own. We make our own decisions. You know, we're not part of any group. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we like it when someone, you know, wants to help us and support us. And honestly, like, you know, we haven't heard much besides the occasional survey and things like that. And what people have to understand is, please do not put us in the middle of your political game between Republicans and Democrats. Please do not put us in the middle of your political chess match, because you are messing with our lives. Not all of us are going to survive this massacre. We are not. Some of us are going to be left dead in the streets. And when that happens, and let me tell you, my daughter graduated. I paid for college. You know, she did all that. My daughter owns a small independent gym. My daughter is the independent businesswoman. She put every penny that she saved working for me, birthdays, graduations, christening. That kid saved every penny that she made. She's paying a huge rent in the North End, and she's part of phase four. I want statistics. I want facts. We all do. Please show us the age of the people that are dying and where they are. Don't just throw numbers at us. You know, this is really to punish all of us. Yes, this is a serious thing. It really is. But you know what? It's limited in its scope. And for them to, you know, we don't even have a date when we're opening. And then they're saying, by the way, when you do open, guess what? You're going to have all these conditions. So when you have 40 seats and you have to include the number of people that work for you, how many people are going to sit in your restaurant? I mean, one thing that I think is good is that the mayor is looking into being creative with outdoor seating, much like they did in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And that would help. And what residents have to consider is us small business owners are not the greedy villains that just want to make money and kill people. No, we are not. Let me tell you something, Greg. You're a restaurant guy.
Yeah.
All right, so you know where I'm coming from, okay? I mean, you're multifaceted. You're a restaurant guy.
Yes.
You've been in the hospitality business for a while, okay?
Yes.
To make us open under those conditions, you know something? We have a great Board of Health in the city, and they come in and they make sure that we're doing everything by the book always, okay? And is the Board of Health, are they in Costco? Are they in Target? Are they in Walmart? Are they in Home Depot? Where people, you're telling me that people are safer in those places than in our restaurants?
I know.
In our restaurants, the summer. They took away our summer, Greg.
Yeah.
I don't care about baseball and hockey and football and basketball. I don't give a rat's ass, okay? I care about the families. You know, that guy Evan in the South End shut down.
Yes.
Been there for years. And you know what? There's a few restaurants in the North End that are shutting down. Okay, these are people that worked their whole lives for the American dream to own businesses. Many of them immigrants, the much-celebrated immigrants. What's wrong with these immigrants? Are we not immigrants enough? What's wrong with us? Because we work hard and get up every day and roll up our sleeves? Do you know how many of us are open to feed? Let me tell you, my customers, Most of my customers are not customers. I don't look at them like a number. They're friends. These are people that call us. They want to celebrate. They want to tell us what a great job we're doing. You know, we do a lot for them. A lot of us do a lot for this neighborhood, for the community. We're always there in whatever capacity. We need the backing of the people. We can't just be a bunch of restaurant owners, you know, lined up and saying, hey, we want to open. What do you think? We want to open to become millionaires? We have small restaurants. We get up and grind every day. We employ people. And some of the people that we employ, you know, some of them can't collect. Some can. The ones that are collecting plus $600 a week, they don't want to come back to work. This is really, really strange how this is happening. But don't put us in the middle of this match. Tell us how we can open. Tell us when we can open. And let us get open. Some of my fellow business owners are extremely passionate, very passionate. And you know what? They're right to be passionate because not all of us have young children. 3-4 kids at home, and they work hard every day to put those kids through school and to feed them and to clothe them. So wake up, everyone. We're not a group of greedy, selfish business owners. We are realistic. We are reading the statistics. We know who's dying. We know why there's dying. You know, these people that run these elderly homes, they should be all thrown in jail, and their licenses should be taken away, every single one of them. Do not punish us. We wake up every day. We grind. We support the economy. We pay taxes. We pay so much in taxes, and we pay in taxes for people that don't work. We pay taxes for money that's going to put statues on the greenway. Stupid statues of broken down dump trucks that's considered art. What happened to Mona Lisa? I got to go to the Greenway to look at a $2.5 million carousel. You know what you could have done with $2.5 million? You could have fed an entire neighborhood. You could have built businesses in the neighborhoods that need it. You could have built housing. I want to know how much all those stupid statues on the Greenway cost. Someone give me a number, please. Anybody?
Damien, how long can you survive? Can you survive without being full capacity? Can you survive for another couple months?
Let me tell you something. All of us have different survival modes, okay? Some of us own our properties, so we can stretch it out a little bit longer. Some of us pay big rents, so not all of us are the same. But here's the deal. Whoever it is that owns a bunch of property and, you know, doesn't really have to worry too long, well, you know what, buddy? You got to worry because these are your brothers and sisters that are going to be closed. And once they all start closing, their spaces are going to be empty, their licenses are going to be up for grabs, and someone else is coming in. And that's where gentrification steps into the picture. There's many worries here, many, many, many worries. Me personally, you know, maybe I can survive another month and a half. My bank account is dwindling. And for those of you who think that the government gave us these big sums of money, the PPP loans, please do your homework. Please read what the loan is, how much of it is to be used on payroll, because it's based on your payroll.
Right.
So I have two restaurants. One is completely closed, Carmelina's, and Dominic's is doing takeout and local delivery. And we combine both places in one. All my friends have also opened to do takeout for a couple of reasons. One is feed the neighborhood. Because you know what? If all the restaurants in Boston, if we all decide, you know what? We can't come in every day and work and pay people and do anywhere from 3 to 10% of our original volume. We're not going to feed you anymore. And you know what? That sucks because we want to feed people. We want to help. If you look at my menu, if you look at the menu of many of us, we've cut down our prices. We didn't cut down our prices to do more business. We're all competing in a friendly manner. We're competing for North End, and we're feeding the North End. And the South End restaurants that are open are feeding the South End, as are the ones in the West End, et cetera, et cetera. I'm speaking on behalf, not on behalf, because honestly, people who disagree with me, that's good. Please disagree. I respect.
Well, I was going to ask you, Damien. I mean, there's people texting in saying it's very irresponsible what you're saying. What do you say to those people?
Well, you know what? I think that for them to tell me that I'm irresponsible, again, that's their opinion. But I really want them to, with an unbiased eye, to look at all the research, look at everything. Just please don't believe what you're hearing, and don't read headlines, and don't look at snippets. We've been interviewed by many television stations, and, you know, Dr. Shiva's been hanging around the North End, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, you know, he's been in every TV interview that we've had, and he's explained the whole thing about social hysteria, facts on social distancing, wearing masks, et cetera, et cetera. He was there on every interview we were in. Do you know how many TV stations showed half a second of him? None.
None.
Because the producers 86'd it. Okay, well, so I tell those that think we're crazy and greedy, number one, look at who we are. We're not Shake Shack. We're not Morton's. We're not Del Frisco's. We're not legal. We really are mom and pop. And we're the last of the mom and pops. So before you criticize any of us, please do your research first. And once you're done doing proper, unbiased research, looking at just statistics, don't go to any news. Go to doctors and scientists that are doing this stuff independently, which, okay, good luck finding them, because everyone's financed by someone, okay?
Yep.
But, you know, but please do your research before you criticize any of us, and then put yourselves in our shoes, because let me tell you something. A lot of people are sitting at home, and they're still getting their check. They're getting a bonus of $600.
Ken.
Hey,
like Ken.
God bless you. God bless you, really. Honest to God, but you know what? We're not getting that, okay? I'm not collecting unemployment. We're here for relevance. We wake up every day, we go to work, and we know that we're not going to be able to pay our bills, okay? To have meals taxes deferred, great. Thank you for deferring them. But guess what deferred means? Deferred means when you open up broke,
right,
with no money in your account, you've owed them for a quarter or 3 months or 4 months of meal taxes. Those come back to bite you. I got to say, I would not want to be in the position of the mayor or the governor, but,
yep,
but guys, please reach out to us and talk to us, and please, you know, don't let someone represent us. It's not representative of us. You know, it's really ridiculous. We're not trying to hurt anyone. We don't want blood on our hands. But please look at who is dying and where they are. And you know what? If people are mad, I suggest you call Partners Healthcare. That should be your first phone call, is to them, and ask them why they chose to put all these people, these vulnerable people with weak immune systems, okay? My mother passed away last year, okay? If my mother was alive today and this was happening, my mother would be at home. She would not be going out. We would be taking care of her. All right? She would be home. She would be safe. We would be taking care of her. Take care of your elderly. Take care of your people that aren't feeling well. Do not rely on anyone else to do that.
Well, Damien, I really appreciate you reaching out this morning. And I think I think you gave everybody something to think about. So we'll keep track of this, and we'll hear from you again. All right?
Agree or disagree, Greg?
Yeah.
People out there, agree or disagree? Please do the right research. Don't go to these every news station in the world that's biased and is backed up by billionaires. And honestly, Bill Gates, if you're listening, you can shove that chip up your ass.
Wow.
And there it is.
There he is.
What did Bill Gates, did Bill Gates leave a lousy tip?
Oh, I love
that
guy.
He skipped out on a
check. So good.
Oh,
so good.
Classic second richest guy in the world move. Yeah.
Bill Gates, notable chewer and screwer.
The old dine and dash?
Yes, he is.
Hey, Greg, right, you could say that Damien was Arrabbiata.
Hey.
I'm telling you, though.
That was zesty.
You notice Ken doesn't eke out a word during these interviews with these business owners?
What are you going to say? I feel terrible for the guy.
It's wet in here. He peed his pants.
He doesn't say a word.
It's moist.
What do you want me to say?
We welcome Damon to the Greg Hills America Harbor One Hotline.
I know. We need some American music in the background during that, Ken.
Seriously.
Mona Lisa. That was a great Mona Lisa drop.
Listen.
The poor Rose Kennedy Greenway just took a beating.
Right? I know. My daughter loves that carousel. Jeez.
Sorry. This is Steve. Hello, Steve.
Yeah, this is Steve.
Hey, what's up?
Nothing. I was just listening to, I think that man's name was Dominic.
Damien, yes.
Damien. Yes. Okay, yes. Yeah. I'm on the other side of this fence.
Yeah.
I don't think he should open it. Not until the government officials say it's okay and it's safe. If we're going to make an error here, we should be making an error on the side of caution and not be subjecting anybody to getting this, regardless of your age. You know, look at these little children with this rash that are dying from this thing. This is awful. You know, all the government officials are asking people to do is just cooperate. The more we cooperate, the sooner we're all going to be out of this. You know, come on. He's saying he's being punished. He's not being punished. He's just being asked to cooperate. I don't think the guy's trying to rape the public. I'm out walking. Sorry for breathing heavy.
That's okay.
you know, but, geez, my God, the sooner we all cooperate and the more we cooperate, the better off we're all going to be.
When do you think?
I think this winknut out in Oxford should be sent to jail for crying out loud. I really think his fee, his fine, should be doubled every day until he stops.
Are you wearing a mask right now, Steve, walking?
No, I'm not.
Oh, my God.
There's nobody around. No, there's nobody out walking.
Okay.
Isn't the rule, if you're going to be in a situation where you cannot social distance, that's when you're supposed to be wearing your mask?
Right.
Am I misunderstanding this?
No.
But there's nobody else out here.
Okay,
I'm out here by myself.
Just wanted to make sure.
I'm out here by myself.
Are you,
nobody within 10 miles of me right now, other than people in cars.
I think that's by design.
Steve, are you still getting a paycheck?
No. I'm retired.
You're retired.
But
okay.
I retired at a bad time.
Yeah.
Because I retired last summer, and I'll tell you, it's really scary to watch all that money that I made over the years go away in the blink of an eye.
Yes.
You know? And I'll also tell you, my wife lost her job at the end of January.
Yeah.
So it's not just him who's scared, you know. You know, I don't think the guy's being greedy, but I do think he's being selfish. Both of these guys, you know, they have a responsibility to the public to just follow the rules. Set good leadership out there. Come on, be a leader. Don't be a dope.
All right, Steve. Thank you.
What a morning.
I know.
Great. Lively debate.
Those are the two sides in a nutshell.
Yep.
Something right up for
and
you.
We're
right.
Drawing it's a right down the middle.
Wait till we get the Davio side.
Oh, I know.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah, and Steve, honestly, I think Steve will tell you this for himself, but he did the best that he could do, and he feels like he was able to get things opened up as soon as he could get things opened up. But I won't speak for him. I'll let him say it when he comes on and responds at 8:45 this morning. But right now, Ken, neurotic, and what is trending?
Drive home with OMF, weekday afternoons 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru and its retailers partnering with Feeding America to fight hunger. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru.
What does that guy do if he encounters somebody, Curtis, on his walk?
I know.
And he doesn't have his mask with him.
How does he know there's nobody behind him?
Does he? I know. What if he's shooting droplets out, you know, 10 to 15 feet behind him?
He sounded like he was sweating and in quite of a huff.
I know.
Ken, I'm with you. These two, honest to God.
Sorry.
The two of them.
I mean.
Oh, it's a pair.
No, it's a classic liberal ideology. You have to do this.
Let's not politicize it. Classic liberal ideology. Come on.
It is. What's good for you is not good for me.
Speaking of bad example, Hillman in New Hampshire yesterday
somehow
got across the border.
Yes.
Now all of our listeners are going to be flooding to the great state of New Hampshire, the Granite State, and infecting people left and right.
I'll tell you what. It's going to be 80 degrees on Friday. I told them to reserve 2 tables for 6. You can't have more than six.
Oh.
I want 2 tables for 6 Friday, about 6 p.m. there.
12 people you're taking up?
Yeah. Well, 12 separate vehicles. How's that for the environment? We'll go 12 separate vehicles.
Got the environment.
But it was great.
You're killing Ken.
That
was a 1-2 punch.
It's not the food. I mean, yes, it's the food, but it does your heart good to be with other people.
Of course it does.
I don't think veal salt and boca does your heart good.
I don't think double cream burrata is necessarily that good for
your
heart. Fitzy knows what burrata is.
Stuffing my face, waving at people I didn't know. How you doing? Nice to
Small
see
hands.
You. It's been a couple months. So you're outside.
You sat in that lady's lap. That was 2 feet behind you.
I guess,
I'll tell you what, Greg. Things keep up like this. I'll be crossing the border to New Hampshire to bet on the Patriots this fall after last night's virtual Madden sim throwback.
Nice transition. 27-24 Patriots in the EA Sports Madden sim as broadcast by Fitzy and Wiggy last night.
Can we never mention this again?
I would like
it. Okay, I would like it.
Okay. Might I mention a great column at WEI.com?
Yes.
This feels like the last chance for baseball. Have you read my new piece? The most important 3 months in the sports history coming up. Huh. Get on the effing field.
Yeah.
I don't care the details. I'm tired of reading these stories about money and 50-50 splits. I don't want to read another one. Just get it done.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
Greg, the column is best enjoyed listening to Itzhak Perlman play the Schindler's List soundtrack at home by yourself.
Oh, man.
Jeez. Put you on my side. You were my liberal comrade 5 seconds ago. Now he's...
What happened?
Schindler's listening me. Tom Brady worked out on a high school field in Tampa. Dressed in orange, 2 hours long. This was a topic on PTI. Wilmont and Kornheiser did big deal, little deal.
Yeah.
What do you think? I mean, Kornheiser's opinion is it is a big deal. This is the major storyline of the offseason. This is example, exhibit A of Brady obsessed with beating Belichick.
Right.
Wilmont says Peyton Manning did this. Everybody does this. It's normal. This is what happens in the offseason. Guys work out with their teammates.
I mean, how was the media ever able to ascertain that he was going to be out there doing that in the orange penny? I mean, how would they have known, Ken, would you guess?
You feel it was a shameful little self-promoting plug?
Little text message,
little heads up? Little tip-off phone call?
Little something-something?
From Sean Nady, maybe, letting the media know that he might be out there in the orange penny if they wanted to take a photo.
Tonight in Tampa News, our cameraman Leonard just happened to be at a high school field tonight when he saw, of all people, an orange goat.
I love this coming from Professor Plant Call, Greg Hill.
All right. We got to take a break, but we'll be right back.
We wake up every day. We grind. We support the economy. We pay taxes. We pay so much in taxes for money that's going to put statues on the Greenway. Stupid statues of broken down dump trucks that's considered art. What happened to Mona Lisa?
You're so like the lady with a mystic smile. Is it only
Danielle, which statue on the Greenway is he referring to with the broken down dump trucks?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I mean, the Greenway looks nice, but he may be right. I mean, I don't, you know, could we got it done for $100,000 or $200,000? Could we just plant some grass seed and... I don't know, to open it up? Do we need the...
There's just a statue of Mutt's car in Saratoga.
Oh, no.
Come on.
So I guess the dump truck was an installation that was done last summer.
Uh-huh.
It was called a deliberate nod to community construction workers and laborers that helped build our cities, according to the artist. It was a backlit stained glass dump truck that had some very lovely panels on the body.
How much did that cost?
There's never a price on these.
Has the artist been kept whole by the city?
I'm not sure.
Yes.
I'm not sure.
They are all whole.
When it comes to having your salary reduced or being laid off or furloughed, we're all in this together.
Ugh.
Except if you work for the government.
Right.
Am I right about that?
Correct. Except if you're in the power to make actual changes to policy that would impact your constituents, you're going to have your job no matter what decision you make. So you have no urgency whatsoever to really understand what's going on.
No, we've kept everyone whole.
I just got a text from Anonymous.
Ooh.
The hacking group?
Who says, how long do you suspect this would be going on if our elected officials were going without pay?
It would be done by now.
It would be done by now?
It would be done.
Do you think so?
Yes.
When this is over.
If Karen Spilka had her transportation stipend clawed back.
Yeah.
I mean, think about these people. They lecture us about the need to drive. I'm sorry, the need to take the T and use public transportation. Yet they all have this allowance to drive to work in whatever nice new car they want every year. Mm-hmm. Do you know that Governor Baker has something like a $60,000 housing allowance?
No, he doesn't.
Yes.
He does?
Yes.
Well, we don't have a mansion.
Yeah, there's no. Yeah, we don't have a governor's
mansion.
Usually
there's a governor's mansion.
I mean, isn't Governor Baker a millionaire?
Where's the guy supposed to live?
What?
That I don't have an issue with.
You don't?
No.
I mean, I think it's weird that I still have an allowance, but at least it's my dad, not the taxpayer.
That's true. That's very true.
What did Danielle spend on those potted plants she Instagrammed yesterday? How about those five rows of plants in the foyer? And wow, very elaborate.
Those are her children.
It's my thing.
She got animals and plants. Those are her kids.
Holy
cow. I got more stuff to keep alive than you do.
I mean, you didn't spend $1,000 on one of them, did you? Because that's okay.
I don't have $1,000 to spend on a plant. Okay, nuts.
This is Jamie from Weymouth. What's up, Jamie?
Hey, what's going on? I just want to say that not only should things be open, but they could be open if, you know, you follow the guidelines better.
Uh-huh.
But even more than that, I'd just like to say that the problem's not with the governors. I mean, you're asking these governors to do way too much. It should have been done on the federal level. I don't think that morbidly obese slob that sits in the Oval Office should have gave it to the governors to figure out. They should have set the guidelines and set forth rules that everybody could have followed. And I think the governors should just come back, like Baker should come back and just say something like, under President Trump's guidance or assistance, I'm going to open up. And if we fail, it's on Trump. Well, because he's the one that's pushing for this.
I want to ask you honestly, do you really believe that if he set some sort of a deadline, which he did, by the way, he did essentially say it's time for everything to open up, said that a couple weeks ago. And, you know, do you really believe if he said that early on, don't close your state down, don't, you know, deal
with...
You think they would have... My question is...
I don't think that he should have said, I'm going to be a cheerleader and let the governors figure it out. He should have said...
But do you think that any of them... What percentage of them...
For you guys to follow.
What percentage of them would have listened to him is my question.
I think 100%. I mean, during a tragedy like this, I think everybody's looking to the federal government, and the federal government's not doing their job.
Yeah. Okay. This is Kenny from Rhode Island. By the way, 100-plus restaurant owners in Rhode Island sent a strongly worded letter to Gina. Demanding that they are allowed to open their restaurants now.
And quick update, I actually looked at the exact number. $68,854 is the housing allowance for Governor Baker.
Kenny?
Nice gig if you can get it.
What's up, Kenny?
Hey, am I in here?
Yeah, what's up?
Good morning, guys. Thank you for taking my call. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
I love your show. This is how ridiculous our governor in Rhode Island is. This weekend, she's opening up two beaches because she doesn't want overcrowding at the beaches, but why not open them all? But besides that, she has no lifeguards, no concessions, no showers, and no bathrooms. Mm-hmm. But she's putting porta-johns in the parking lots.
Well, I mean,
what's the difference?
Porta-johns.
Just open the bathrooms.
The difference is if you have one bathroom, somebody could be there to clean it. Instead, you're putting a dirty porta.
Right.
I worked construction for 30 years.
Yeah.
I hated going into them porta-johns. I would rather go to a Dunkin' Donuts and use their bathroom than go into them porta-johns.
Seriously. Where would you rank porta-johns on the list of things that you would be reluctant to use post-corona pandemic?
Up there.
Is it up there?
Yeah. I'm already reluctant to use them, but, you know, in a pinch.
Yeah.
But there's nobody in there with you. It might be better than a public restroom where there's three or four people.
Are you tapped?
Well, it passes from person to person. I mean,
what? You're afraid?
I'm not touching the surface. The bathroom thing
is the most ridiculous thing to me.
Seriously.
So you look at these beaches.
Are you tapped?
How many people can be in a bathroom at once at a beach, at Crane Beach? Six?
Oh, eight, you're kidding? People pack in there.
Oh, okay. But how many stalls are there? Maybe six? How many people are at a Home Depot, would you guess, right now? 250?
No, they've limited. I think they're limiting it to 100.
Only 100.
Can we be honest? Who uses a bathroom at the beach?
People, all the time.
What else do you do?
There's the ocean, Curtis.
No.
When you have to go, you have to go.
Montezuma's Revenge.
This is Kevin. Hello, Kevin.
Hello, how are you?
What's up, Kevin?
Not much. I own a catering business in New Hampshire, and I'm actually going to be down for close to 6 months by the time they open this state up. So
yeah.
It's a little frustrating. But I'll give you my prediction of when this whole thing is going to end is November 4th. All of a sudden, they're going to have a cure.
You think so? Yeah, I don't know. I
mean, what happened to all the vape deaths? Everybody was so concerned about vape deaths. Now you don't hear a thing about vaping. Nothing. Ebola disappeared. Vaping disappeared. Come on.
This is Matt from Daytona Beach, Florida. What's up, Matt?
Yeah, how you doing?
What's going
on? Listen, Davio, stop crying. I mean, how long has he been in business on Hanover Street? Damien.
Damien. Carmelina's, I don't know, on Hanover Street, probably 15 years, 20 years, something like that.
15, 20 years. Okay. You mean to tell me this guy hasn't got enough money put aside for 2 months being down? Come on, man. I don't feel bad for any of these guys, okay? I'm sorry. I feel bad for the people who have been out of work for 7, 8 weeks and have not even got a damn check yet from unemployment.
Well, but he hasn't got a check either.
And here's another thing. You think his people want to go back to work for him right now? They're probably getting $1,200 to $1,300 a week unemployment. I don't think they're making that at his restaurant. I'm sorry.
Okay, so right? I don't understand your solution. What's your solution?
I'm just saying, I don't feel bad for a restaurant owner on Hanover Street who's been there 15, 20 years. Don't tell me you cannot afford to have your restaurant down for 2 months to do a thorough cleaning to it. Don't tell me you don't have money. I like to see this guy's house. I like to see what this guy drives. How big is his boat? He's a wine bag, dude.
What? Do you feel bad for any small business owner?
I didn't say that.
I'm asking.
Anybody that owns a restaurant on Hanover Street has got a lot of money, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, but any is there anybody, small business-wise, who has lost their business already or is going to lose their business that you feel bad for and that you think we ought to find a solution for?
There's a restaurant right near my house. The guy opened up about 9 months ago. His note is $5,500 a month. He went through bike week. He had a lousy bike week. And then this came along. This guy, I feel bad for this guy. Absolutely. He's been there for 6 or 7 months. This guy is hurting. And he put a hell of a lot of money in this restaurant. Mm-hmm. He's ready to go under. This man I feel bad for. Anybody that owns a restaurant for 15, 20 years? Absolutely not, sir.
Okay. Is the Ocean Deck still open in Daytona Beach, by the way?
Absolutely. The best blackened mahi sandwich in the country.
Yes. Best beach bar. Maybe, other than the Brunswick, maybe the best beach bar in the United States of America. Maybe.
Kind of foggy at the Brunswick on that last pick you took, though.
Well, fog rolls in. That's what happens on the beach.
It burns
fog
off.
Fog rolls in. All right.
Coming
up, Steve DeFilippo, very upset by what some have said about him on the show over the last day. Probably, I hope he didn't hear Damien. He will join us to defend himself coming up next.
They got the owner of Davio's. You know how much a dinner at Davio's costs you? It sets you down for at least $300-$400 for two, and that's going right. I mean, that's ordering one entree each and a nice bottle of wine. God forbid you get a couple of appetizers, desserts, and a before and after drink. And he's representing me. How is he representing me? Yeah, the guy, DeFilippo. I've never met him in my entire life. He's never come to this store. He's never walked on Prince Street.
Get a table near the street. That was Frank Mendoza from the North End yesterday. I mean, just irresponsibly talking about Steve DeFilippo from Davio's, and Steve is on the Harbor One hotline this morning, but was listening yesterday. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. How are you?
How are you?
Good. Oh, what a disaster. I tell you, this whole situation, I just feel terrible for the North End and all the neighborhoods, you know, the Back Bay, the South End. It's devastating.
Yes.
You know?
Some of these people, we had Damien DePaula on earlier, brought you up. I don't know if you heard that or not. Right. No, I did.
I heard it. Yeah.
Do you feel like being on this reopen task force, you're in a no-win situation? Or
Well, let me ask you, Greg, if the lieutenant governor and the governor, you know, ask you to do something, you know, and help out your state.
Yes.
As a good American, a good patriot, what was I supposed to say, no?
No. I would say yes.
I would say okay. Yes. So, you know, I mean, I'm just trying to help out here. You know, look at how many people who are not on the advisory board. There was no one from construction.
Yeah.
Nobody from the malls. Nobody from hotels.
Yeah.
There was nobody from pretty much every industry. You know, sure, I'm a restaurant guy, but, you know, I'm born in, you know, I'm from Boston. This is where I grew up. That's where I live, my life here. Went to BU, and I think I know a little bit more just about restaurants. You know, they want my opinion about a lot of things, and that's why I'm on the thing. And, I'm just trying to help out, you know, and by the way, Davio's, do we have steak? Yeah, but we also have burgers and pizza, and we have, bolognese, and, you don't have to go to Davio's and spend $300, like the gentleman said. I just had a laugh about that, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure he's been to Davio's, but, you know, again, it has really nothing to do with that. I'm just trying to do my duty and help out. And I've had hundreds, I'm telling you, hundreds of phone calls from every restaurateur, not just here in Massachusetts, in other states. I mean, it's amazing how many people have reached out to me. I've tried to communicate with everybody I can. You know, and of course, there are a few people who have not got to me. And I'm sorry about that. You know, I'm very available. And if anyone wants to talk to me and give me advice, I'm here. You know, I started on Newbury Street 35 years ago. You know, I had 15 people in the company. I still have a few of them with us still 35 years later. And, you know, I started as a coffee clerk. I got promoted to be a busboy. You know, I mean, I started at the bottom, and I don't think people know that, you know, and I'm with the little guy. I don't know how you ever lose that. You know, and I care so much about this industry. I'm just trying to help out, you know, and I'm sorry if people are mad at me. I don't know how I became the face of this thing. I just kind of cracked. I'm not the governor. I'm not elected. You know, I'm certainly not getting paid.
Right.
You know, I mean, I'm unemployed and I'm working for the government for free. You know, who would think that 2 months ago, you know?
So you got, you guys were not paid for that, correct?
No, of course not. We would have 9 Zoom meetings a day, 7:30 in the morning till 7 at night. I can't wait to go back to work. I've never worked this hard in my life. It's crazy.
Were you now? When it comes to, you know, phase one, phase two, phase 97, were you somebody who was, you were in those meetings advocating for these small businesses, gyms? It's not only restaurants. It's gyms. It's you know, it's whatever your a knick-knack shop, whatever it is. Were you advocating to try to get them open as soon as possible?
Of course I did. I mean, you got to understand, you know, Greg, we've had over, today we're going to break 6,000 deaths, okay?
Yeah.
New Hampshire has had 172. You know, I heard the governor yesterday, I love that guy. Who doesn't love him? I know him. He's been at Davio's a bunch of times. He's fabulous. He lost 172. We lost over 6,000. His state is 1.3 million. We're close to 7 million. All right, Rhode Island, okay, it's about 1 million there residents. They lost 530. We lost that more in like one weekend. You know, and I don't think people understand that. It's, you know, I know a lot of my nursing homes. Look, I've had death in my family, okay? I lost a brother-in-law. My wife lost her aunt yesterday. I mean, you know, it's devastating, okay? But we're going to get through this. We're going to come back. The restaurant industry, we are the toughest industry. I mean, you know, when you hear Dominic and you hear the other – the passion in these guys' voices, you just want to, run back to the restaurant. I think, I mean, I love those guys. Yeah. I mean, I wish they had looked at me that I'm with them. I'm 100% with them. And I feel horrible. I just, you know, but I'm one of 17 people on this thing. I'm doing the best I can, you know, and by the way, they all care about you too. They were an amazing, amazing people who worked so hard, and this thing was all about safety. That's what they did. They put a group together, and they want to make sure everyone comes back safe. Because if we're not safe, and, you know, I know you guys make fun of it that it could spike up, but it really could.
First of all, everything we do is trying to have fun with life because there's no other choice. So I'm not making fun of the issue for me is spike, no spike, whatever. There are things that can harm us every day. And you have to make a decision yourself as an independent person about what risk you're willing to take. You crossing the street, getting in an automobile, whatever it is. The harm that is, in my opinion, my non-educated, not graduating from high school opinion, the harm that is being done to millions of families, 30 million people don't have a job today in the United States of America.
The harm, and I'm one of them.
Yes. The harm that is being done to those people is going to take years to fix. Years. And where's the, you know, when Steve, you're not in the governor's plan. You can't reopen your restaurants fully until there's a vaccine, correct? The new normal, phase four?
No, we don't know that. That's not true.
How does nobody know that?
But how do you know that? That's not in the thing.
If you read phase four, if phase four, which is called new normal, normal, by the way, why can't it be called normal? It's called new normal. Why it says it doesn't begin until there's a vaccine, a cure.
Well, restaurants are phase two with an asterisk.
Phase two is 25% or 50%.
Hold on a second, Greg. Where are you getting this information? What are you talking about? Where does it say 25%? You're just making stuff up, Greg.
Okay,
no, it literally says.
You're a friend of mine, but that's just not
every,
true.
Steve, every news outlet has reported it. If you review the governor's documentation. Okay. It says the fourth and final phase, which state officials refer to as new normal, won't come until there is a coronavirus vaccine or an effective treatment for COVID-19.
Okay, where is the 25%? That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, come June 8th, what percentage are, you tell me, come June 8th, what percentage of people are capacity are restaurants allowed to have?
Well, that depends on every restaurant. Now, if a restaurant, let's face it, the tables have to be 6 feet apart, right? Yep. We're not going to get away. We can't change that. The whole world is doing that, right? Yep. Do you agree with that?
Well, I don't know. I went to dinner last night, 6 feet apart tables, and I walked by tables in order to get there, and I wasn't 6 feet apart from people. So I don't know.
Okay, well,
I'm supposed to walk through the outside.
I'm just telling you.
To rappel down. I go up on the roof and rappel down into the restaurant to get to my table.
Oh, we don't have the right equipment for that, man, sir.
I don't know what you're saying, but I'm saying every state in the country, even other countries, tables are 6 feet apart in restaurants. I mean, that's just the way it's going to be. We can't fight that. I mean, when you're out in the street, you're supposed to be 6 feet apart from people. I mean, that's, you know, the distancing thing. Are we supposed to fight that? I don't know how.
No,
how do we get out of that one?
I'm asking the question to the governor, to everybody on this task force. If somebody like Damien owns a restaurant in the North End with 40 seats, when is he going to be at capacity where he might be able to make money and keep his business alive? When?
Well, let me ask you, Greg. The last time we went through this, how did it work out?
Through
the
what?
Pandemic. Last time we went through a pandemic, how did it work out?
I wasn't alive, believe it. Some people think I was on the radio in 1917. I wasn't.
But Greg, the point is nobody has. You know, everyone's doing the best they can, okay? And I'm sorry, you know, everyone's upset. I get it.
Yeah.
But, you know, a couple more weeks, we're going to get through this. And we're going to be open. You know, it's 3 weeks between phases. Phase two, I'm very confident it's going to start June 8th, that week. And we're going to get going. And the weather will be nicer outside. Hopefully people can expand more outside. Hopefully they can expand more inside. I mean, if you have a server station you can take out, or you can maybe a little storage room you can throw some tables in, there's not going to be any waiting area. So maybe you can put a table in a waiting area. I mean, we're going to have to spread out inside and outside.
Yeah.
Okay, and it's going to be tough, no question. But, you know, you just can't – we have to talk to our landlords. We have to talk to our vendors. We have to get help from everybody. Obviously, the federal government, you know, hopefully the PPP will get extended. I mean, there's a lot of things that are trying to help us, you know, and it's tough. I'm not going to deny. You know, you don't think I'm scared to death? Of course we all are.
Yeah.
But what am I supposed to do? What are we going to do, just quit? I'm not going to quit.
Yeah.
I'm gonna come back, okay? You know, and by the way, some of these restaurants that are closing, they were going to close before this COVID thing. You know, I mean, you know, and a lot of people using the COVID thing to blame it to close. And so let's not always think that it's because of COVID that some of these places are closed.
Yeah.
You know, it's frustrating that, you know, people are doing that, using a pandemic for an excuse. It's, you know.
Well, listen, I know that you were listening yesterday. You were frustrated, or maybe not, whatever it is. I don't want to talk for you, but you wanted to respond to Frank. And you're, you know, you're one guy. You were. I mean, in Florida, I looked this up the other day. In Florida, if you look at the the task force, the reopen task force, there's hundreds of people on it, hundreds from every industry. And how many were you guys? 17?
Yeah, there was others that were part of the government that had people on there too. It was probably like on the phone calls were 40 to 45 people. And then, that's pretty much the max that was on the phone. Yeah. It was all Zoom calls. And by the way, again, I didn't set this up. I was honored. They wanted me, my advice. And, I'm fighting as hard as I can. I start another meeting at 10 o'clock today. We're continuing and I'm going to do my best and hopefully we can get going here. I furloughed 1,058 people on March 15th. You know how that feels? I don't even know the last time I fired somebody. I never fire anybody. It's the worst thing. I haven't fired someone in I don't know, 10 years, okay? Yeah. One day, I had to shut down the company, and I'm the only one left. I'm the only one left at Davios, and I'm unemployed. And it's devastating. It's the saddest time of my life, okay? Never mind, I've lost family members. And I don't know how I'm coming back. I'm figuring out just like everybody else. I'm talking to the landlords. I'm doing all this negotiating and this thing. It's really, really hard. And I just want everyone to know I'm sorry. I'm there for you. And if you want to call me. I'll talk to you. You have any ideas? Whatever. I'm here. I'm available. Steve@davios.com. Send me an email. I'll call you back.
All right. Steve@davios.com. And by the way, a texter wants to inform both of us that we were alive during the last pandemic. It was 1968. It was the Hong Kong flu, killed over 100,000 Americans, and maybe it was 57, whenever it was, but we did not react in the same way in this country. So we were alive.
Again, Greg, I didn't start the shutdown. Look, I'm just trying to open up, and I'm trying to get us open as fast as we can, the safest we can, because we need to take care of our employees, our inner guests. We can't let them get sick. They are at the front line. Everyone talks about the cashiers at Stop and Shop. Well, guess what? The bartenders, the servers, food runners, they're going to be the front line once we open. Yep. And we need to make sure they're safe, okay? Because that would be devastating, okay? And I'm not going to live through that. Yep. So I'm going to do everything I can to make sure my frontline people are safe.
All right,
and
Steve.
I'm sure Dominic and I'm sure Frank and look, I know a lot of North End guys. They're the greatest.
I don't know
people.
If you should go down there for a while.
Oh, come on, Greg. I'm fighting. By the way, would you rather have me on there and have nobody?
Yeah, no.
If it wasn't me, there'd be nobody.
No, I got you. I got you. I'm only
that's just silly. Frankie, I love Frankie and Nikki. They're great guys. I've known them forever and they know me. They know I'm doing the best I can.
Keep the you can't win. So don't, it's always, you're never going to please everybody. So,
right.
All right. Listen, I'm glad you called. All right.
All right.
All right.
Anytime.
Okay. All right.
Talk to you soon.
All right. Restaurants email you with steve@davios.com.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Congratulations. Last Sunday, $114,000 the Mass Restaurant Association raised with you for your foundation and Restaurant Strong. I was very proud of you that night.
Yes.
Even though I'm kind of mad at you right now, but it's okay.
Wait, why are you mad at me?
I'm just kidding.
Right.
Oh, no, you can't take it. You give it to me. I can't give it to you.
I see.
Listen, I dish it out. Dish it out.
Thin skin there, Mr. Hill.
Dish it out, I will take it. But yes, the way people have supported that fund, which is over $1 million here in Massachusetts and over 3 million nationwide is extraordinary, and it shows how generous people are. So,
well, you're a good man to what you do. You know that. I've said a lot of nice things about you, and
you're a great guy.
I'm not saying about me, please. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it. Even through all this, we can't. Remember, we got to take care of people. We have to be philanthropic, okay? Because our industry is incredibly philanthropic, but it is nice to see that it's returning back to our business, that a lot of people are helping us back. And I'm really proud of the public. I think, they're stepping forward. So I think we're coming back, everybody.
All right.
3 weeks.
Steve, thank you. 3 weeks. 10% capacity. Everything will be everything.
Just making up capacity numbers. Boy, did he call you out on that? I love it.
Good for Steve. He was them a long time ago. He's a good guy. He's a hard worker. That's the success story. Small business decades ago. Now the guy's got a chain. You can get his goods in the stores.
Sure.
I like DeFilippo.
I mean, everybody's a good guy. I love you, Greg. Do you love me?
Him on the Ken neurotic list. He is. I think he's nervous, and that's okay.
I would say riled up.
People are.
God, he said spike, and you almost went through the roof. God, how dare you?
All right.
Do you think Greg's going to share his shipment of Philly cheesecake steak rolls that are coming with Curtis?
I don't think I'm getting any of that.
Do you have room in the freezer?
I would imagine after that.
Those Cape Cod pizzas will be sitting so low in the freezer.
Yes. Full check, no free app. All right, we'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.